We're going to talk some Enderlin Eagles girls basketball here this afternoon. Joining us is Cale Hamry, head coach. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Joel, for having me.
A win for you guys last night, 62-57. You take the long road trip out to South Border. What were you happy about in that game?
I was happy with our energy level. Last night was our third game in 4 days. We played up at Barnes County North Friday night, Harvey Saturday, and then Wishick on Monday. So we had three games in 4 days, and they all had miles behind them. So I was really happy with our energy level last night. We came ready to play and executed pretty well on the defensive side of balls. We were up 12 going into the fourth quarter, let them come back a little bit, but in the end we were able to pull it out. So I was happy with our energy.
Overall on the year, 14-5, 8-3 in Region 1, putting yourselves in the top quarter of that region. I know you had a five-game winning streak in the midst of the season. What are things that have been going really well for you guys over the year?
Defensively has kind of been our strong point. All year we preach and preach and preach how defense will fuel the offense, and we really bought into it. I think right now we're giving up 42 or 43 points a game. Last year our mark was at about 57, so we've improved our defense by about 14, 15 points. And I think that's kind of been our biggest thing. We've been able to play a lot of man defense too, which is big in girls basketball. See a lot of teams that sit back in zone, and we've been able to match up pretty well throughout the year. So I've been pretty happy with the way our defense has been improving each day.
Who have been some of the individual leaders for your team?
Allison Bartholomew, senior leading scorer, 14 points a game. She's kind of our big point getter night in and night out. When she plays well, the team plays well. We look to her for a variety of our scoring options. We also have Jacqueline McCleary. She's our point guard, and she does all the ball handling. She's our press break. She does it all. The scoring numbers are there. She's about 9 points a game, but she does a lot more than just scoring. We've also had a big surprise from our bench. So we've had an eighth grader, Caitlin Tingley. She's averaging 11 a game for us off the bench, just as an eighth grader. So that's been a huge help. That's 11 points a game we never had last year, which has been a big contribution. But Brooke Christensen, freshman, is starting to come along well. Our post player, she had 9 points last night. She's starting to become more active inside for us and becoming more of an offensive threat each game. So we're starting to kind of become more well-rounded and not rely just on one or two girls.
It's almost tournament time. You'll have one more game coming up before you start region play. And a look at how you fared against the three teams that are ahead of you, I think Kindred was the only one you guys had struggles with, but you played well Oak Grove against Richland as well. How much confidence are you guys going to get set to bring into this tournament?
Well, we're very confident. Thursday night we go to Northern Cass. If we win that, we actually end up with the third seed. We are ahead of Richland in the standings. We own the tiebreaker. We beat them by 15 early on in the year. We played really well. Oak Grove, we were down 7 going into the half, and that was probably one of our poorer games. And then Kindred, we were down 1 going into the half as well. But then we came out and got outscored 21-3 in the third quarter, so that kind of took that game out. But I think we feel pretty confident playing against those teams. I mean, they are the cream of the crop in the region, and they are definitely tough to beat, and it'll take an A game. But I think we should have the confidence to match up with them. But we need to take care of our own business first before we even start to look at some of those teams in our region tournament.
You mentioned Northern Cass, who you're going to play on Thursday for the regular season finale. They're 5-6 in the region, but such a tough region, it's kind of hard to gauge by record knowing that you're going up against Kindred and Oak Grove and Richland. But, you know, what is maybe your scouting report here on Northern Cass, and what are you expecting out of that game?
Well, you're exactly right. This region is so wide open, night in, night out. I mean, if you don't bring your best, I mean, you could get beat. And there's no difference with Northern Cass. I mean, they got athletes on their team. Johnson in the middle, a big girl, kind of controls a lot for them. They got scorers on the outside. Lucas Bush, their coach, does a really nice job getting them ready to play night in and night out. And it is up there. It's always tough going up to Northern Cass to play. So hopefully we got a couple days here to prepare. Hopefully we can get ourselves ready because it is a big game for us on Thursday night.
Going all the way back to in December during the Barnes County tournament, which seems just like ages ago over the course of a season, that was back in early December, but you lose to Lemoore Litchfield Mary and a team that won the tournament. You lose by 2 points, 53-51. Obviously, you wanted to win that game, but what was the takeaway and the learning experience from that one?
that was a huge game for us. We had played some teams early on in the year that were not quite towards the top, so we wanted to see what we were like against a good quality, tough-nosed team like Lemoore, and we kind of showed ourselves that game that we can compete and we can really get after it with the best. I think the biggest thing from that Lemoore game is just the confidence level that we took from it. I mean, we were on 9 going into the fourth quarter. We were able to cut that game, tie it up with 11 seconds to go. And I spoke to our girls about it last year. If that would have been our team last year, we would have rolled over and lost by 20. But this year we have a little bit different style. We kind of have a never-say-die mentality, and it kind of showed in that Lemoore game. It really just kind of showed us where we were at the start of the year and that we could compete.
Cale Hamry, head coach of the Enderlin girls basketball team. Coach, good luck in the regular season finale, and good luck come tournament time.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.